I have the time at 6 o'clock. I'd like to call us to call the July 6, 2021 Planning and Zoning regular session to order. I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to join us this evening. This meeting is taking place online to comply with ongoing social distance, requiring and ensuring the community ability to participate. Ms. Okono, may I please have roll call? Oh, you're muted, Ms. Okono.
Sorry, I had barking dogs. Commissioner Bergsma?
Here.
Commissioner Henderson?
Here.
Commissioner Hong?
Here.
Commissioner Posey?
Here.
Commissioner Sturman?
Here.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Here.
And Chair Gamble is excused. Let the record show we have a quorum.
Thank you. Now I'd like to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the Commission, the audience, recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Thank you again for everyone joining us remotely. Today's meeting is going to be a bit different than other regular in-person meetings. We still maintain the regular flow of order of business, so the meeting's format will remain unchanged. In order to participate, one must be logged into Zoom directly by computer or telephone. For those who are unfamiliar with Zoom software, I'd like to provide a quick perimeter of participation. I will do my best to let everyone know when it is appropriate to raise their hand for the particular agenda item. Our aim is to proceed in a timely manner, an efficient manner. If you'd like to address the commission or any agenda item or join the call to audience, please raise your hand once I announce is appropriate to do so. There are two ways to do this. For this participation on a platform by phone, find and the select raise your hand icon. Depending on the device that you're using, this may be the button on the top of your screen. For those participating via phone, please press star nine to raise your hand. Once your hand is raised, staff will be alerted to your request to speak. This applies to both audience and commission members. So please raise your hand if you have a question or comment after I announce it is appropriate time to do so. We will then announce your name and unmute you and your access so you can speak. Please make sure you are not also muted on your personal device. As the commission meeting, will please clearly state your name and whether you're an Oro Valley resident or not. Also, speakers are limited to no more than 3 minutes. A timer will be used within an in-person meeting, and we will then ask to respect that time limit. Call to audience. I am now going to read a call to audience at this time. Members of public will address the commission and the issue not listed today. Pursuant to Arizona open meetings law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review these matters. Ask that these matters be placed on a future agenda or respond to criticism to the speaker. However, commissioners may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to audience. If you wish to address the commission on matters not on the agenda, please notify us now by clicking raise your hand icon on your computer and press *9 or your phone now to pause. Call to people seeking no hand raised, call to audience will be closed to audience.
Chair Harrington, Vice Chair Harrington, there is one hand raised.
Okay. We would like to open this up to call to audience, and I have one hand raised. Rod Mullen. You are unmuted. I give you time to unpause yourself. Hello? Unmute yourself. Did you have a question for the town or commission?
I do not.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you can hear me. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Any Thanks. Other call to audience? I'll give you a minute to go ahead and unmute yourself or raise your hand. I am not seeing any other raised hands. Okay. At this time, I would like to close call to audience. Now, I'd like to call on Council Liaison Vice Mayor Barrett for provide Town Council report. Staff, would you please unmute Vice Mayor Barrett?
Yes, thank you. My planning-related council report is that on June 2nd, we had and approved the text amendment in Rancho Vistoso to revise the front setbacks in low-density residential that was passed by the Planning and Zoning Commission. We had the public hearing on June 16th for the Planning Division work plan and made that zoning code text change. And on the consent agenda was the conceptual architecture for the La Posada Senior Living Development. Tomorrow, on July 7th, there will be, if the recommendation is provided by the Planning and Zoning Commission tonight, there will be the conceptual architecture for a pediatric dentist building at the northeast corner of La Cañada and Lambert, and a couple of items on the consent agenda having to do with easements to Pima County and trailheads. In addition to that, we are very excited. We were able to get a great rate on the interest rate for our bond to refinance our police pension and save the town many millions of dollars. And we also are going to be hearing about the priorities of the council for the parks bond. The golf course is doing well, and that's allowing us to be able to use that half cent sales tax to be able to fund some of the priorities from the Parks and Rec needs assessment. So that's something that we'll be hearing tomorrow night as well. So those are exciting things coming up. And we also were able to pass our budget this year. So, and council will be on our summer break until about September 8th. Although we will meet if there is a need for the council to meet. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Mayor, Member Vice Mayor Barrett. Ms. Acona, will you please read our first agenda item? Thank you.
Review and approval of the June 1st, 2021 regular session meeting minutes.
All right. And ask for a motion.
I make the motion that we approve the minutes that were proposed.
And I see there's a second hand raised. Thank you, Mr. Sternman, council members.
Yes, I second the motion.
All right. Mr. Cunningham, may we have a roll call?
Commissioner Bergsma?
Yes.
Commissioner Henderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hong?
Yes.
Commissioner Posey?
Aye. Sorry.
Commissioner Sturman?
Aye.
And Vice Chair Harrington?
Aye.
Motion passes 6-0.
Thank you. Ms. Acona, will you please read our second agenda item?
Discussion and possible action on a conceptual architecture for a pediatric dental building located in the Mercado at Cañada Hills Commercial Plaza in proximity to the northeast intersection of La Cañada Drive and Lambert Lane.
Thank you. Before we have staff and applicant present, I would like to remind the commission and let the public know Our focus is for this items to be exterior design of the building only. The site design, including height, circulation of setbacks, be previously approved. Planner Packer will provide the staff presentation. Mr. Packer, whenever you're ready.
Screen here, and go ahead and let me know if you can see that.
Thank you.
Perfect. All righty then. Good evening, Commission. As a planner for the town of Oro Valley, I'm here tonight to present on the conceptual architecture for the pediatric dental office proposed in the Mercado at Kenyatta Hills Shopping Plaza. It's northeast of the La Kenyatta Drive and Lambert Lane intersection. As Jacob said, our purpose tonight is to review only the architecture for the 4,673 square foot single story building being proposed. The height is allowed by the PAD, and the site design was previously approved in 2005. This building is proposed to be built using the same architectural design, materials, and colors as the rest of the Mercado at Kenyatta Hills Shopping Center has been reviewed for conformance with the town's design principles and standards, which I'll go into more detail on in the next few slides. The project location shown with a gold star is located within the Mercado at Kenyatta Hills, shown here with the blue outline. Per the approved site plan, this 0.42 acre lot is one of two still vacant out of the 9 lots in the shopping center. Both of these vacant lots are reflected by the triangles, or rather the rectangles within this shopping plaza. Per section 22.9, all building facades shall be fully articulated, including variation in building massing, roof planes, wall planes, and surface articulation. This is intended to create visual interest and to add to a building's character. Shown here are three key elements that help the project meet this requirement: varied roof lines boxed in green on each elevation, shade awnings on windows boxed in yellow, and stonework provided for columns and at the office's entrance boxed in blue on each elevation. These design elements create fully articulated architecture and visual interest on all four sides. Design principles for scale, height, and mass are required to be consistent with the town-approved intensity of the site. Buildings must respect the scale of adjoining areas and should mitigate negative impacts and functional impacts. The proposed building is just shy of 26 feet, well below the El Conquistador Country Club's height limit of 38 feet. These elevations show the bulk and mass of the structure, broken up with the use of a varied roofline, wall planes, and ground level architectural features that enhance the pedestrian experience. Colors and materials to be used for the structure are shown here. Please note that colors are grouped with the material that they are to be used on. Stucco will be painted with lighter tans and browns, while the red-brown canyon clay is to be used on the awnings and metal roofing. The stone block will not be painted, but will instead match the color of other exposed brick currently in the shopping center. Finally, these photos of adjacent buildings are provided for context regarding the project's compatibility with other structures on the site. Stone face columns, tan or light brown stucco, and sloped roof towers at primary entrances are all common features within the shopping center. In summary, staff finds that the applicant's request meets the design principles and applicable design standards. Furthermore, it features the same architectural design, materials, and colors as other structures already in the shopping center. As such, staff recommends approval. Thank you for your time, Commission. I believe the applicant is here tonight with a presentation of their own. Actually, it appears that they may be having a technical difficulty, so apologies. We have no presentation from them, so go ahead and proceed.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Packer. So there's no presentation from the applicant at this time. We did have a very good presentation. I'd like to open this up for questions for staff. Does any of the commissioners have questions for staff at this time? If so, please indicate by raising your hand. I see that there's Commissioner Bergsma. Please unmute, Mr. Commissioner Bergsma.
Yes, thank you, Vice Chair Harrington. No question, just a comment. I thought this was an excellent staff report, very well written, and I appreciate the content of the report. Provided all the information I need to make a decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Bergsma. Next, we have Commissioner Posey.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I really appreciate the various lines, roof lines, that brings an interesting architectural flair to the building, like rugs. I really thought that's really nice for them to do that. I do have some questions as well. The columns, it doesn't appear that they're going all the way to the top of the building. And I'm just wondering if there's a reason for that, or if it's just not in the pictures and it is there, or what is it? It just looks like it just stops.
Yeah, Vice Chair Harrington, Commissioner Posey, I can answer that. You're absolutely correct in reading that visual correctly. Those columns do stop well short of the actual that single pitch of the roof that they're primarily aligned along. I don't have the applicant here or with their presentation, it appears, so I won't personally comment on why that is. That is, however, correct in recognizing that.
Okay. Well, it really doesn't look complete to me from the diagrams. And on the east and the west side, there's no columns at all, which are visible to Kenyatta, and visible as well to the Black Rubs and what's across the street from there. And so it just kind of looks unfinished. Also, that's an opinion. I just want to say I really feel like it should be complete, look complete. And also in the front, from the entry area from the south side, there's no shading there. And I believe there is it is recessed. And I was wondering how much the recession is.
Absolutely. Vice Chair Harrington, Commissioner Posey, there are in on that south elevation, this feature here is shade structure, as well as this kind of shows that there is a little bit of a recession, to your point, between these columns and the lobby. It's hard to see without a 3D rendered image just how much that recession is. I won't speak off the top of my head of what it is, however.
If I may, Chair, Mr. Packer. Chair, I'd like to point out the applicant just got on the call. He's on the phone, has hit *9. So his hand should be raised. So if you wish to direct a question to the applicant, architect Evan Eglin, he is available.
Hello, can anybody hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. I was trying to talk, but I couldn't get through. Okay, as far as the, do we have the perspective up there, Kyle?
I don't have it in my presentation, sir. I believe it may be in your presentation if we have access to that still.
I'm not sure I have access. I thought that was going to be on the thing. I have it in my hand.
Staff is pulling it up for you. I'm not sure if you've got access to the visuals through the phone, but staff is pulling up your slides right now and has that slide present now, that render that you're referring to.
Great. Thank you. Now I can't see any of you guys, but let me see if I can find you guys. I don't know why I'm having so much trouble here. I usually don't. As far as that perspective, though, that's looking at the front entry. It's the south side of the building, and that is on the southwest corner of the building. The piers are actually going up. This building is a dental office. Does not have, it's not a retail building like the other buildings in the complex. So we didn't need any storefronts. So we do not have an arcade along there, but we did indicate some relief with the masonry columns. The overhangs, there are some shade structures that project from the building above the three windows of operatories on the south and also on the north side. We have those three shade structures. The building is very similar to some of the other buildings, particularly the Grubbs building to the north, and captures that element. Although the building is a bit different, it's very similar in terms of style and materials and colors. So I hope that answers some questions for you. I apologize for not getting into this meeting better.
Oh,
well, there you guys are. I see you guys now. Such technology here.
Commissioner Poser, okay. Did that answer your questions there?
Yes, Mr. Mullen, I don't know if you if you heard my concerns on the building in the, where the stone columns are. They don't.
Yes. Yeah, so-
they don't go to the top. And I was wondering how come, why don't they go away to be complete? Because the other building, let's just take the rubs as an example. Yes, it's to the top.
So if I may, Chair Harrington, sorry to interrupt. Just for the record, the architect speaking, the name is Evan Eglin.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Posey.
Sorry.
I guess I have somebody's Zoom account. So,
sorry.
Okay, so those columns don't go to the top because they're not holding up. They're more of a design element on the building. They are not holding up an arcade along the south. The ones on the rubs are holding up an arcade, and the top of rubs is a parapet. Similar to this.
I see. So if you did go all the way, what you're saying is it would not, there would be too much of an extension on that, on the stone work. Is that what you're saying? Because it doesn't have.
Well, it doesn't need, aesthetically doesn't need to go to the top. If you look at a couple of the pictures of the existing shopping center, particularly the one with the tower, you can see the stone goes up to the overhang.
I can have my, I'll share my screen here for a moment and show you some of those pictures that staff took for compatibility to point out a little bit of what he's saying here is those columns are on the kind of shade projection here. There's a second tier to that roofline on the existing structures. And you can get a little bit more of a sense of on this left side, this left photo, where some of those more architectural aesthetic features end as far as their stonework as opposed to continuing up to a second roofline there.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
One more question is on the east and west sides, which is very visible from Kenyatta and then from the other businesses there to the west. There, it doesn't seem to have much, you know, they didn't have any columns at all whatsoever. And it just seemed kind of too plain to me, comparable to your roof lines. Your roof lines are wonderful. I think that is, you know, very pleasing. So I was just wondering, you know, on the east and west sides, it looks rather plain, maybe.
Well, the west side has that tower element on there.
Yes, I see it.
And the east side, the east side is fairly plain. Those three doors on the north end of the east side is the are the gas rooms and the mechanical rooms and the fire riser. And those will be obscured by trees. There are a lot. Well, there are several trees on the site currently that we are going to be maintaining that are far enough away from the foundations that we can keep them healthy. And we do plan to add additional trees and vegetation to the site.
Okay. So another quick question is, where do you plan? I know you're going to have a lot of office furniture and other things coming in. Where's your loading area?
We do not have a loading area. The building's only 4,600 square feet. It is a dental building. There is very little deliveries. I'm sure FedEx has packages there to deliver, but it's not a retail type. It's more of an office, medical office type building.
Okay, so you would just probably go in through the entryway, I guess. In the beginning is what I meant. You know.
Right. Yeah.
No. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's.
Does any of the other commissioners have any questions for staff or the applicant? Please raise your hand. I see that.
Sorry to interrupt, Chair, again. I apologize. Just noticed that Mr. Mullen still has his hand raised, as well as Commissioner.
Hello? That's me. Hello, okay. I have another person Zoom.
Okay.
So you can call me Rod Mullen.
All right, Mr. Mullen. Thank you.
I see that we have a hand raised by Commissioner Hung.
Yeah, I'm sure the building is safely designed, but you know, with what's been happening around the country with building collapsing, although aesthetically it's very pleasing to have such a different structure with the roof, you know, just on that tip of the corner of the building, and I'm sure it matches the rest of the area. I guess that's what we've been told. Is the builder the same for the previously existing development versus this? And if so, how long have they been around, and how do you ensure that this new structure will withstand? That's just my concern, with this structure that doesn't seem to be supported by anything other than this four beams, looks like, with the columns.
If I may, Chair Harrington, may I answer and address that question?
Yes.
Thank you. Commissioner Hung, the phase we're in right now is purely aesthetics of the building. So if the aesthetic design is ultimately approved by town council, the next phase of the review is all of the technical, safety-oriented, very specific building plans, foundations, the amount of rebar, all of the engineering specifications. That goes through a whole different process after this, where all of the international building codes and international fire codes are applied. So safety is assured through the town review process and through design by professional architects. Once the building is established, safety is further ensured by our building inspectors, who do multiple inspections through multiple phases of building. So that process is there and will be applied to the site as it was with all the other buildings within this shopping center. So I hope that addresses your question.
Okay, so just to confirm, we're just looking at the design aspect.
Purely aesthetics tonight, purely aesthetics.
Okay, it's very beautiful, thank you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Does any other commissioners have any questions or comments about this project for staff or the applicant? Please raise your hand. All right. I don't see any hands, so we'll move on. Let's see. We would like to have a motion on this item here. Commissioner Bergeron.
Yes, Vice Chair Harrington, I move to recommend approval of the pediatric dental conceptual architecture based on the finding it's in conformance with the design principles and design standards of the Oral Valley Zoning Code revised.
Looks like we've got a second hand there for a second motion. Commissioner Posey. Oh, you're muted.
I'm so sorry. Yes, I second that. Thank you.
All right. Any additional discussions on the items here before we get a roll call? Hearing seeing no hands. Ms. Acona, may I please have a roll call vote?
Commissioner Bergsma?
Aye.
Commissioner Henderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hong?
Yes.
Commissioner Posey?
Aye.
Commissioner Sturman?
Aye.
And Vice Chair Harrington?
Aye.
Motion passes 6-0.
Thank you very much. Next, we'll move on to planning update. Mr. Vela, could you please provide us with a planning update?
Yes, please. Thank you, Chair. Chair, members of the commission, we have a meeting scheduled for August. It'll be August 3rd, and it's another one agenda item meeting where we'll be looking at a proposed sign criteria for a new self-storage facility at the, southwest corner of Oracle and Cayo Concordia. As you pass by near the Aquatic Center, you may notice there's construction going on right there at the corner. So again, that's for their sign criteria. We have a whole host of neighborhood meetings planned for August, four to be exact. So the Oral Valley Marketplace, reimagination of their shopping center to the Oral Valley Village Center. The formal submittal has come back in, staff's reviewing that. And we're planning four focus group oriented neighborhood meetings with the various HOAs around the property. And those will be planned throughout the month of August. And we will certainly send you a list of all of those dates. Once those more focused meetings are complete, we'll have in September a larger neighborhood meeting to invite everyone in, the entire community, to review the design as it morphs through the process. Our hope is in September, that's going to be an in-person meeting, our first in-person meeting in a very long time. And we're just hoping the town council chamber refresh, remodel, keeps pace with that so we can offer in-person come September. So, and with that, our hope too is to have our first in-person planning and zoning commission meeting in September. Again, assuming the town council chamber refresh keeps pace. Really look forward to showing off the new chambers to all of you. I expect to hear wows. It's very nice. The upgrade in the audio monitors and the video, I think you're going to find very, very helpful in terms of running meetings and being able to see presentations without any obstructions, et cetera, et cetera. So really looking forward to that. And that concludes the staff report. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Vela. I do see that there's a hand raised for Mr. Bergeron, Councilmember Bergeron.
Yes, thank you, Vice Chair Harrington. Mr. Vela, in terms of the in-person meetings, will they be as we were conducting them previously, or will there be an opportunity for people to participate virtually as well as in person?
So, yeah, I'm glad to add to the report by expressing a goal. Our goal is to be able to offer for neighborhood meetings especially, a dual role, both in person and still able to participate by Zoom. We're going to be building that airplane as we fly it. So we have some technical challenges to work through to make that work, but that's our intent, absolutely, for neighborhood meetings.
So more of a hybrid approach.
Mr. Vella, Mr. Bergsma, we cannot be having a discussion during a staff report. I'm very sorry. This is the kind of thing that's supposed to be done at another time and place. We could have this discussion later. Nobody actually watching this meeting would know that we were going to have a discussion on the types of meetings that are going to come up once we do get forward into the actual meeting phase. That's something we're all working on, and it's a different matter. I'm sorry, but it's not the point of time in a meeting where we're supposed to have a discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Andrews. I guess we will continue that conversation at a later date. We will continue on with our meeting adjournment. Make a motion. I'd like to have a motion to adjourn. I'd like to raise hand for that.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Thank you, Commissioner Sterman. I need a second. Commissioner Pulsey, you're muted.
I second the motion.
Thank you very much. We are adjourned. Thank you all. Have a great and wonderful night.